Welcome to Callus Colony. If you need help booking a hotel, restaurant, or spa, please press B for more information. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Hello, I am your Omen. Please allow me to do your bits.
Mr. Omen! Mr. Omen!
Martine! Martine, my dear! Come to join me on my daily stroll? It's been too long.
Oh, you know how it is. I've been busy.
Haven't we all? Callus is a busy place.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to me? I say, look at that bread. Oh, one of my favorite smells. Oh, well done.
Very kind of you, Mr. Orman.
I take it those repairs we made to your oven are working? Mm-hmm. Yeah, splendid. Now, where were we? Would that I could claim all the success for the transformation of this colony, but really the credit lies with you and Miss King.
Oh, but without you, without what you did...
I simply tweaked the biodampers, that's all. When you've travelled as far and wide as I have, you pick up all sorts of knacks.
Yes, you never have said where you come from.
Would you believe that I belong to a race of secretive yet sickening do-gooders?
There's no such race.
Oh, let's hope not. They'd be unbearable. Vesper! I must say, your leg is healing remarkably. How are the children?
Oh, the leg's on the mend, thanks to you. I wish you could fix my kids the same.
Oh, alas. I say, the air is bracing today.
It's those air filters you repaired.
Is it? They say it won't rain all week. Maybe I should claim credit for the improvement in the weather.
Every time I ask where you're from, you duck it.
Do I?
You're doing it now. One day, this colony's darkest day, you turned up out of nowhere. Now look at us. I mean, it's taken nearly a year, but the mine is working and we've even got freighters queuing up from beyond the asteroid belt to get their control units retrofitted in the dockyards.
Oh, you've had a run of bad luck, which is over, that's all. I do like the view from here.
Even the climate's shifted. The whole place used to be muggy. I remember when you couldn't see further than your nose from this hill. Now...
Beautiful, isn't it?
Too good to be true. Are you on the run from something? I mean, it's okay if you are.
Still buzzing around the subject like a fly, my dear Martine. If you want to think I'm running away, then by all means do so. It gives me an air of mystery, which I'm sadly lacking. I'm not just an open book. I'm a boring one. Tell me, how are you and your wife?
Well, we're fine. I mean, we are fine. We're doing better.
Good. I worry about the two of you.
It's just, you know, she's become quite hard-edged.
If you're going to be a success, you have to be.
She never used to care about money. The old Cassie, she'd have given the colonists their shares back.
Even after what they did to her?
Because of what they did to her. To prove that she was better.
There is nothing to be ashamed of in liking money.
No?
You only feel this way because you have it.
That mine. Cassie's become obsessed by it. It killed her father.
And now you worry it will come for her too. Oh, the legends, the myths.
Come and see the mine with me today. All this time and you've never been.
Haven't I?
Do you believe the stories?
No. Maybe tomorrow. For now, I must get to my office. So much to do. And then, this afternoon, I'm to be the entertainer at a children's party. Can you imagine? wish me luck.
Good luck. Why won't you go to the mine, Mr. Orman? What are you afraid of?
Thank you.
Governor Terriman, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Kathy, dear, I would call in person, but urgent business has me at the far end of the sector. However, I wanted you to know I hadn't forgotten you and to congratulate you on your recent success.
Well, as your accountants can no doubt attest, the mine has in recent months turned a profit.
What a dry sentence. Callus is now a rich colony. You should be proud.
Relieved. We're almost reaching the yield forecast you're taxing us on.
See? My incentive scheme's worked. You should thank me.
I should.
Alas, success comes with its own problems.
Does it? Do tell.
What with all the extra traffic to Callus, you're going to require security.
We already pay you for security.
With respect, that was set when no one was interested in Callus. Now you might attract all sorts of threats. For instance, all those ships coming to be fitted in the orbiting dockyard. Imagine if they should come under attack. We'd want to prevent that, wouldn't we?
How much?
One can't put a price on peace of mind. Say a 20% increase.
That's quite fair, actually.
You misunderstand me. 20% more of the profits from the mine.
Oh, come on! You already take 50%.
But imagine the damage a stray shot could do. Just one stray shot to that Valdassi cruiser currently in orbit. A flourishing trade would die overnight. We must work together to preserve it.
I need time to consider.
Of course. You have 10 minutes. Before an unforeseen accident.
Food, hold up. How much you got in that pot?
This pot contains 100% capacity of Svenio, Mr. Herschel.
Man, your yields are remarkable.
We are pleased.
Well, get it over to ore processing. Good work. Miss King, have you seen this?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That pod alone's going to pay off our debts.
I swear, every day those biodampers get more efficient. Not only do they stop the Ute going, well, mad, but it's like it's telling them where to find the seams of Svenio.
Mr. Ormond said that might happen. He called it one of the positive benefits of feedback. It's amazing. Not only has he improved the dampers, he's turned them into Svenio sniffers. I checked with the manufacturers and they begged me for the specs of what Mr. Ormond had done.
Did you send them to them?
No. I'll wait till they offer the right price.
It's all about the money now.
It always has been. It's just before we didn't have any. Now Callus is rich.
It's all right for some.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it is. How is the Widow Matheson?
She's, well. Very well.
And how's the, what should we call it? Courting?
She likes my cooking, that's all.
And you like her. Look at Callus. People are actually moving here, including eligible women who own orbital shipyards.
Some of us wouldn't have to chase after wealth.
What? If I gave you your shares back? Herschel, again.
Colony's doing well. Wouldn't hurt you to reward those who are helping.
I'm sure you're all doing well.
Not as well as you.
I'm sure you're all doing well. Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's your world.
Isn't it just?
Mr. Ormond, yet another of your projects.
Why, yes. Martine, you caught me.
How was the children's party?
Oh, I'm still wearing my clown makeup, aren't I? Oh, dear. Well, what can I say? I adore the laughter of children.
Oh, and now this.
Let's call these a couple of projects I'm reclaiming from the jungle. These Ood, I found them wandering and have nursed them back to health. Martine, say hello to William and Mary.
Greetings.
Hi. And what, you've got them repairing this old junk heap?
Keep your voice down. She'll hear you. This is a classic. An old space yacht. I don't know why someone would have abandoned her in the jungle, but, well, I am an inveterate tinkerer.
Getting ready for when we chase you out of town.
Perhaps. How is Miss King?
The mine is doing better than ever, but she doesn't seem any happier.
Have you talked to her about it?
No. Every time I raise it, she snaps at me.
Well, Sam, I think you should talk to her before it's too late. Or I could have a word.
Could you?
It would be my pleasure.
Froude! What is it? Froude!
I am functioning.
No, you're not. Something's up. Sit down.
I do not require to sit. I am fine.
Oh, come on. Let's get your damper recalibrated. What area were you working?
The north seam.
Something's down there. Come on, you. We're going to sit you down whether you like it or not.
Something is down there?
Not a monster. Not a ghost. But something. You lot keep coming back with a touch of the vapours. Oh, there we are. Rest up.
What's up? Is it going mad?
Fruit's just taking a turn, that's all.
Holler if you want it shooting.
I do not want to be shot, Miss King.
No, you don't. It's quite all right. Does Herschel mistreat you?
Good kind do not require treats.
All the same. Maybe I'll put some more people watching over you. There's a surplus of them, after all. I can afford it. And you, Ood, you're a precious commodity. Without you, the colony would be dead.
The colony would be dead. Mm. My biodamper is recalibrated. Thank you.
You sure, Froude?
Yes. I would like to return to the North Seam.
Looking for a monster?
Looking for a monster? Yes.
What's down there? I'll find out.
Oh, Cassie! I say, Miss King! Over here! Sit down. You look exhausted. We've not seen you for days.
Mr. Orman, you're taking it easy for once, I see.
As should you. The Colony Saloon now offers afternoon tea, of all things, and I thought it would be criminal not to partake of it.
Criminal?
You're positively murderous. Yeah, pull up a chair. There's a spare scone to massacre and some tea left viciously in the pot.
We have scones.
Such is progress. Where there is prosperity, scones follow. Your posture.
I'm sorry?
It's bad. Forgive me, by which I mean your posture is not its usual self. You're ill at ease.
No, not at all. Just the mime. Oh, this scone. It's quite...
I said we had scones. I did not say they were good. Give progress time. Now, while you concentrate on your mastication, let me guess. You are preoccupied because of the mime. The biodampers are working correctly, I trust?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and judging by the steady increase in full Swenyo pods, I see, the Ood miners are having no trouble in bringing the wretched stuff up. I take it the governor is her usual awful self. In which case, I can only conclude that something else has happened. That one of the workers may, perhaps, have done something to justify your fears that there's something lurking in one of the many corners of the mine. Something we don't yet understand.
Yes.
Oh, dear me, let's try washing it down with some tea. Gunfire. The game's afoot.
There is so much in the darkness, and it is so hungry. He walks among us, smiling, but behind that smile are the sharpest teeth, and behind those teeth, the darkness.
Froude! What's happened to you?
Frood! Keep away from it! Give it space! Frood!
The darkness is hungry. The darkness is hungry. And at the heart of the darkness is a mouth. And the mouth says, I am the...
No, don't look.
Got it, free, Miss King. Sorry it took me so long to get here. Those beggars can run when they want to.
You shot it.
You saw? It had gone mad. It could have torn anyone limb from limb.
You shot it.
Mr. Herschel, you have acted prudently, if not wisely. As Miss King could tell you, that poor Ood's biodamper had simply overloaded.
We've seen that before. We know what it means.
Do you?
Frood thought he'd found something earlier. He volunteered to go back and look for it. He was trying to tell me something.
Tell you what?
That. Shut that thing off! Can really no one shut it off?
Martin, what seems to be the problem?
The mining machinery! I can't shut it off! It's tearing the ground apart!
It should be impossible!
It's happening, isn't it? The drills aren't responding to commands!
I think we may be experiencing a literal breakthrough.
What?
Count to five.
Huh?
Five, you stupid woman!
I can't hear a word you're saying!
An old trick!
Ah, finally. Sorry, what did you do?
In my experience, there's not a piece of machinery in the universe that can't be discombobulated if you turn off the Wi-Fi.
Mr. Orman, you're amazing. Martine, how are you? Shattered but alive. You? Down in the mine. It's incredible. Herschel, have you got all the ood out?
I've got five here, and there's two more down there I don't hold out much hope for.
Okay, do what you can. I'll be over in a minute. It's incredible.
So you keep saying. What happened? It's like the drill machinery had a mind of its own.
The Urd were the same, just frozen, like they crashed.
Demons. I'll go do what I can for them.
Demons? Oh, dear me, no. The truth is more prosaic, and yet more remarkable. Martine hit upon it. Cassie, if you'd care to examine the ore sample in the hand of that ood over there, is that Jarood?
Amazing. This is Swinio, but of a purity I've never seen before. Look at it, Orman.
Yeah, I won't, thank you. But it proves my theory. The biodampers have been experiencing feedback. The purer the sample, the more feedback it generates.
Effectively guiding the ood to the best seams of Swenyo.
A serendipitous side effect of my alterations. Swenyo, as we know, is a material that enhances the mental interface between machinery and operator. The ood have telepathic control of the drilling equipment, and they are drawn towards the purest samples. Now, imagine what would happen if they found a sample of absolute purity.
The Swenyo mind itself.
Quite. You could say that mineral you have in your hands was begging to be found.
But the power of it. Incredible.
Yeah, I think we may have to stop using that word.
We're going to have to tread very carefully.
Quite.
Before we bring any more up, we need to think.
It's a bit late for that, Miss King. The ore hoppers are full of it.
Oh, damn, I'd forgotten he was there.
It's okay, Martine. Herschel likes money.
The easiest form of loyalty. Come here, Mr. Herschel. We need to talk about what's just happened.
Oh, right.
Once you've finished tending to the ood, can I ask you a favor?
Depends what it is.
Well, I wouldn't ask you to lie. Dear me, no, but... I'd like you to go into town and have a long and liquid dinner, then tell everyone, and I mean everyone, that there's been an accident at the mine and that we are trying to hush it up.
That's kind of the truth, though, isn't it?
Exactly. Just hold back on a few details.
Like Miss King now being stinking rich?
That'll be the one.
What's in it for me?
Oh, you won't suffer a terrible accident. I'm joking, dear Herschel. We'll make it worth your while. And unselfishly, it's for the good of the entire colony that Governor Terramon doesn't find out about this discovery.
Governor Terramon, this is a surprise.
Just a courtesy call, Cathy.
I've always enjoyed your courtesy.
I could almost get bored of congratulating you. Apparently you've had another windfall.
A windfall?
A windfall. News travels fast.
Ah. Huh. I believe you've got the wrong end of the grapevine. It's true we hit a rich seam earlier, but it proved too much for our equipment. While we effect repairs, the mine is shut down.
Oh, what rotten luck.
I know.
You have my sympathy. No, wait, you can have more than that. We'll offer you our assistance. The technicians aboard my fleet would be only too happy to help.
We can sort this out ourselves. It's just a temporary setback. I wouldn't want this to get blown out of proportion.
Please, not another word. What use is an insurance policy unless occasionally you can claim on it? The least I can do is come to the mine and assess the situation for myself. We'll be there shortly. Terramon out.
Great. The fact is that Terramon's fleet is on its way. I've called this colony meeting because this affects all of us. Listen to me! In a few hours' time, who owns this colony won't matter. It's true! Terramon is coming, and she's going to seize the mine. But do you think she's going to stop there? I'm not the only one who's grown rich. But don't worry, I'm sure she'll leave you alone. Please, listen to me. We need a plan. Terramon's coming and she's going to kill us all.
My friends, if I might have a word. I am, as you know, an outsider. One who has received a generous welcome from all of you. I hope you will consider me objective.
Objective? Helping out to the mine, taking tea with the kings. You're pretty friendly with them.
I think you meant to say that I am pretty friendly with everyone. Why, how is your daughter since I replaced her lung? And you, Upson, how is the new water filtration system working? Splendid! I view myself as a friend to the whole colony. And friends, from time to time, should not be afraid to offer each other a little candid criticism. Firstly, if I may, Miss King?
By all means.
Miss King here owns 100% of the colony. But 100% of nothing is nothing. And by tomorrow night, that's what this planet will be worth. Governor Terramon will come down as the wolf on the fold. And she'll carry away everything. But, and this is the measure of our friendship, I trust you with this information. There has recently been a remarkable discovery in the mine. A quantity of swenio, uniquely pure. Yeah, I know, petty, isn't it? When humans squabble over lumps of rock, but how about this? Once this is all over, I will talk to Ms. King here about restoring your shares in the colony.
What? Your what?
Oh, please. Please, it was Ms. King's suggestion.
It was not. Shut up, Cassie.
But that's merely jam tomorrow. Let us talk about bread today. This rare haul from the mine. Let us assume that Terramon will strip this colony bare. Wouldn't it be a shame if she also found the swenio? I think it would. What I'd suggest, and it's simply a suggestion, let's work together to hide it from her and then divide it up after she's gone. Wouldn't that be naughty?
Steady on. I mean...
Once Terramon has left, we can rebuild. And we'll share the Svenu out fairly. Ms. King can keep all she needs to keep the mine going. And you? You can all start over. Restart here, or a new life elsewhere. But in order to do that, we are going to need to work together. What do you say? Then, go home and rest, for we have much to do. Martine, how do you think that went down?
Have you just taken control of the colony?
Me? I merely made a suggestion.
I think you're brilliant.
Oh. Martine, well...
And just for the look on my wife's face, you deserve another kiss on the cheek.
Oh, goodness. Shall we save the colony?
Oh, I think we should.
It'll never work. You mark my words, Sassenby.
Really, Herschel? Well, I suppose you know Miss King.
I do. She's ambitious. She's cunning. But she's up against Terramon. She's a brute. That's all there is.
You don't think it'll work?
Not a chance. She and Orman, they've dangled riches at us. But what? Come tomorrow evening, we'll all be dead and they'll be laughing in a bunker somewhere.
You're a cynic and a coward, Herschel.
Only way to be, Sassenby. Now, you go home. I've got to be a faithful servant and load ore at the mine.
Do you know where it's going?
If I did and it'd save my skin, do you think I wouldn't tell everyone? I'll see you
later. But Martine, I've worked so hard for the mine.
That's just it. You work for the mine, not for us, not for yourself. You're as much a slave to it as your father was.
Oh, you always bring him into this.
And why not? It's a valid point. He died alone and unhappy, and you're running the risk of the same.
Oh, is that it? Here come the threats, I suppose.
No threats, just a wish. You know what I wish? I wish we'd graduated and never come here.
But we're rich. We're a success.
I think we'd be happier servicing an algae farm and safer. Oh, was that a hump?
It was.
Admit it. I've won. I always win when you hump.
You do. This row's been brewing for a while. Come on, you know I've been doing all this for us.
No. You've been doing it for the mine.
Which is for us. It's the same thing.
You're continuing this fight after hump. That's breaking the rules of combat.
Look, Mr. Ormond's right, Dunning. We hide the Svenio, then we sort out our lives.
You'll reopen the mine?
Well, I could. Or I could let my wife talk me into selling up and starting an algae farm.
Go on.
Just help me do this one thing so that we can do that. Help me hide the Svenio from Terramon.
Right, come on, Oom. Bring those crates over here. Let's get them loaded.
Jeez, how many more are there?
There are 37 more hoppers full.
We're never going to get it loaded in time. I need Herschel. Herschel, what are you playing at?
I'm away. I'm just finishing a call.
We got to get cracking. How long until the governor's fleet arrives?
Just under 8 hours.
A bit precise.
Yeah, I was checking with a friend at the tracking station.
See, well, look, I know it's below your pay grade, but help me load these hoppers. We need to get a move on. Come on.
Where's it all going?
Aye, that's the beauty of Ormond's scheme. These trucks are programmed. We just pack them up and send them off. No one will know.
He doesn't trust us?
It means we can give less away. Accidentally.
Good.
Oh, look at that. He'll never manage that by himself. Look, come here, you. I'll give you a hand and we'll get this in the truck.
Thank you for your assistance.
Right, don't mention it. Right, come on. Let's get this in the truck. Herschel! No, he got to.
Now, Martine, there you are.
This place takes some finding.
That is rather the idea.
Wait. That's never your old space yacht.
Indeed it is. William and Mary have finished overhauling it and are now waiting to help us load the Svenio on board.
Greetings, Mr. Orman.
Would you like an umbrella?
Oh, that is kind, William.
Is it flight-worthy?
Oh, quite flight-worthy, I'm assured. As long as you don't sneeze. I needed something that wouldn't arouse suspicion.
Wait. Were you expecting this?
Yeah, always like to have an escape plan. And the governor's actions are very predictable. Shall we get out of the rain?
I guess it seems obvious in hindsight. But really, the governor was robbing us blind as it was. I don't think any of us thought...
Never let a greedy man see you have food left on your plate.
True. Will Cassie be all right? What if one of the colonists rats her out?
I'm sort of counting on it.
You are?
Yes. Perriman is bound to be suspicious. Someone's already tipped her off about the find.
This is the flight deck. Ancient. Who tipped her off?
Surprisingly few people know. Think about it.
Right. Well, the engines are quite sturdy.
Let us pray the rest of the craft is, otherwise we're going to look very foolish. I must say, Cassie is very lucky to have a skilled pilot for a wife.
And she's equally lucky to have you as a friend.
You are too kind. And that'll be the Svenjo. Come on. We can't let William and Mary load it all themselves.
I'll have another.
You're not sleeping.
Oh, could you? The governor's on her way. Oh, what if she... I mean... It's all right for Mus King, but there'll be reprisals. You mark my words.
Oh, I am Sassenby.
Begging your pardon, Mus King.
Call me Cassie. Another? I could certainly do with one.
Sure. What are we just saying? I didn't mean anything by it.
Sure you did. You're right to be worried. But if you're thinking about informing to the governor, I'll simply tell her that you all talked me into hiding the Svenjo. And then where will we be? It's going to be a long night. Let's share a bowl of chips.
Pleased to be back.
And yet.
And yet. You lot, secure the mine.
How do you secure a mine?
They'll march up and down and shout, scare anyone watching. And someone will be watching. As King is thorough.
These hoppers are all empty, Governor. No sign of Svenjo or. Seems your informant is to be believed.
Sir? There's tracks heading off into the jungle.
Take some men. Follow them. Bingo.
If it has been spirited away, it's not going to leave the planet. But whatever happens, we still have the mine.
The Ood pens are over there. I'll go wake them up.
And I'll call Miss King.
Red sky in the morning. Always ominous. How's it going, Martine?
It takes an age to power up.
So it does. Ah, William, what is it?
I can hear soldiers approaching. They are still some distance away.
But still, it appears we have a new deadline. How thrilling.
Citizens of Kallus, good morning. This is your governor speaking. It looks as though it's going to be a beautiful day.
Good morning, Governor.
Ah, Miss King, good news. Forgive me for not being with you personally, but we've landed and my technicians are already effecting repairs to the mine.
Oh, that is good news.
They're the best in the business. I should warn you, they have a high hourly rate.
I would expect nothing else.
And you'll be pleased to hear we've assessed the Ood pens. With a bit of luck, we should be able to get them back up and running and resume mining operations on your behalf this morning.
That is good news. Only...
No, don't bother me with caveats. My team are born problem solvers.
As you wish.
I must say, looking around, there doesn't seem to be that much Swenyo. Disappointing.
A lot of the yields in the colony treasury, which you'll be welcome to inspect. And as you can see, the mine's not been working.
Quite so. You're not trying to hide any from me, are you, Miss King?
It would be tempting.
That it would. But it's a small planet. Too small to make foolish mistakes on.
Noted. No doubt we'll be seeing you later.
You will.
Then I wish you the joy of the Ood.
What is that racket? Kalia, what have you done to my Ood?
I don't know. There's something wrong with them. They keep fainting as fast as we can wake them.
Ms. King. Must I do everything myself? Clearly. Let me have a look. Come on, out of the way. Come on. Come on, sunshine, wake up. That's right.
How can I help you?
See? This one looks okay. Wake a few more, would you?
They all start like that.
Wake them up. Now then, Ood. Would you happen to know where the Swenyo is?
It is... Things are...
You get your breath back. Ood, can you hear me? Do any of you know where the Swenyo is?
I regret. I am afraid. I do not. This Ood is not able to serve.
What's wrong with you all?
My biodamper has reset.
What are you playing at?
I am afraid. I am the... And you will obey. Obey. Obey.
Shut them off!
Without the biodampers, we can't send them down the mine. They're useless.
Not useless. After all, the men haven't eaten yet. Take this batch outside and roast them.
Mr. Orman, the troopers are getting closer.
So they are, Mary. And it's starting to rain. We should go.
The engines are ready. What about the Ood?
They're staying behind.
What?
With a hold full of Swenyo, every extra kilo counts. Don't worry, they'll be fine.
We will be fine.
They'll be killed.
Trust me, they're resourceful. Come on.
Safe journey.
Thank you. And William and Mary, good luck.
Stop! Stop that craft!
Call the governor.
Good morning. Can I offer you anything?
What?
An umbrella, perhaps?
No, I can't get a signal.
That will be the signal damper I am holding in this hand.
What'd you do that for? It annoyed me. You, Ood.
I am designated Mary.
What about you? Is that another signal damper, eh?
No, it is blasting explosive.
Oh.
Miss King, so sorry to disturb your breakfast.
Not at all. I'm putting on a spread for the whole colony. You're welcome to join us. We freshly pressed yarrum juice.
A craft just took off from the planet's surface.
Did it?
It wouldn't happen to contain a load of Swenyo ore, would it?
I doubt it. We have a lot of people visiting while their ships are fitted out in the docks. The arrival of your security team probably made them feel so secure they fled.
Why would they do that, I wonder?
I wouldn't know. There are at least three ships in the dockyards being fitted out. The ship undoubtedly belongs to one of them.
You must think I'm an idiot.
Must I?
Kalia, get everyone on board. That ship's not getting away.
We're approaching the asteroid belt.
Yeah, she handles well. A little heavy, but you're doing an excellent job.
What happens next?
There's a craft in the dockyards, mine. It doesn't appear on any manifest. It'll never be found. Until we want it to be. We get through the asteroid belt and load the Svenja on board.
You make it sound easy.
That's the trick to making any plan succeed.
Another ship's launched from the planet.
Oh, Governor Terramon, looking for us, I have no doubt. Would you mind putting on a little extra spurt to the asteroids?
She can still track our engine trace, even in the asteroid belt.
That is, if we have an engine trace.
What are you doing? Leave the controls alone! Leave them!
Closing. Closing.
We've gone.
What?
That ship, it entered the asteroid belt and vanished.
They must be hiding behind a rock.
No, that wouldn't mask them.
Go in. Look for them. Find them.
You've cut all the power. We're flying blind through an asteroid belt.
You told me you were a good pilot.
Not that good. I can't see without radar.
Well, are you just going to spout negatives?
Yes!
I chose this old yacht for two reasons. If you reach up to the top of the view screen, you'll see there's a handle. Tug it, will you? You know, it's okay. I've oiled it.
A window.
So, now we can see. And if you'll just let me operate this lever... Oh, dear me. Oh, no amount of oiling will make this easy. There. Solar sails. Not powerful, but enough to give you left and right. Or port and starboard. It always seems a ridiculous affectation in a spacecraft. Every direction is starboard.
You amazing man! We can do this! We can do this!
Yes, of course we can! Now, let's just drift on and enjoy the silence.
Still no sign of them.
They're in here somewhere. Search harder.
It's not easy scouring an asteroid belt.
Put everyone on it. They're not going to get away.
Looks like they're right on top of us.
There's no need to whisper.
I'm just twitching us to the left, into the shadow of that rock. We're actually going to get away with this.
Oh, don't. What was that noise?
Oh, God. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Mr. Herschel. False alarm, Martine. Just some baggage come adrift in the hold. I'll deal with it.
Oh, God. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Smart move. My mistake, Martine. It appears we have a stowaway. Mr. Herschel.
What? Hold on, I'm coming.
I had to get away. Terramon is going to wipe the colony out. You know that, don't you? That's why you're running away. Both of you.
Running away?
Getting away is the only logical move.
No, Mr. Herschel, it isn't. But that's the problem. You're a coward. I look into your eyes, and there's no soul there. There's just panic. You sold us out to the governor, didn't you?
No, I...
Yeah, and even so, you panicked. What if Terramon doesn't spare you? So you climbed on the first ship out.
What if I did? Yes, I wanted to get away.
Please, now I'm here. I can help you.
Really? Cowardice runs through you like Svenja through the mine. It defines you. You'll give us away at the first opportunity.
I won't! I won't!
Proximity alarm.
Don't leave me! Where are you going?
Mr. Herschel, as always, there are more important things in my life than you.
She's close.
Keep your cool, Martine.
What have you done to Herschel?
Gagged him. He was making too much noise.
Why? Terriman can't hear him.
But I could.
They're so close.
Yes.
Her ship's very big.
Yes, we're going up against the Ark Royal in a tin bath.
Huh?
No, it doesn't matter. Just a few more seconds.
Are you? You're out here somewhere. What's that?
Just some debris. There's lots of it out here.
And somewhere, hiding amongst it all, a fortune.
Just a few more clicks. Just a few more clicks.
Have faith.
They've changed course. They're going to hit us!
Oh! What was that, Carlia?
Just a small asteroid, Governor.
Carry on, then.
We're alive!
Oh, remarkably! The governor's sailing past.
What are you doing?
Powering up the computers for a damage report.
No, they could still detect the energy spike. We don't need a damage report. We're still breathing, aren't we? And Herschel's still sobbing, so the hull's intact.
True. But what about the sails?
Look out the window.
They're torn. Oh.
That's not a good noise.
The engines have sheared off.
The good news, Mr. Herschel, is that we've lost the governor. The bad news is that we've taken a bit of a battering. If you promise not to scream, I'll take your gag off. I'll take that as a yes.
My arm's broken. One of the hoppers fell against it.
What, this arm?
Yes!
Yes, that arm. And yes, it's broken.
Herschel, we lost our engines in the collision, which means we can't make it through the asteroid belts.
So that's your great escape? We're adrift and going to die?
I don't think so.
There's a relay station on one of the asteroids. Martine thinks she can pilot us there.
Oh, I definitely can.
We'll then unload the Suenio and coast back to Kallus. The yacht should just about make it. The thing is, you'll need someone to guard the Suenio.
Not me! You're not going to abandon me on a relay station.
We were hoping you'd volunteer.
You wouldn't come back for me!
We would.
I'd be all alone!
You might not be. Some of them have service oods.
No! Don't leave me!
Martine, if you could leave us for a moment, I can be very persuasive.
No! Don't leave me alone with him!
Wait up. On second thoughts, leaving Herschel on a relay station isn't such a smart idea. If Herschel cracks, he can use the communicator, call the governor, and tell her where to find the Suenio.
True.
I wouldn't! Not unless I was convinced you'd abandon me.
That settles it. I'll stay on the station.
Your logic is faultless, Martine. Which means that I get to enjoy Mr. Herschel's company on the journey back.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Signal Station Alpha 3. I am activating gravity, oxygen, and power array throughout the station. There will be a small delay. I hope it is acceptable.
With a bit of luck, we can get this lot unloaded before the artificial gravity kicks in.
Yeah, we could do with a bit of luck.
I will be all right on here, won't I?
Yes. There's at least 40 days and nights supply. But with a fair wind, I'll be back for you later today.
I don't like it.
You have excellent taste. I would happily take your place, but alas.
Yes, I noticed you didn't offer to stay here. It's the Sueño. You can't stand being around it.
Very good, Martine. Well, can't you feel it? Soaking into your brain, tugging at your soul? No? Then you're lucky.
You're a strange man.
I will endeavour to be less of a mystery next time we meet.
So, that's the last crate.
It is.
You'll come back, yes? You won't abandon me.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Wish me luck.
Yeah, I'm voyaging back with Herschel. It is I who will need the luck. Au revoir!
Great. Give my love to Cassie.
So, we've just made her the richest woman in the system.
Mr. Herschel, don't make me regret taking off your gag.
I'm not scared of you, you know?
Not scared of me? You're terrified. There's just about room in your mind for fear.
Who are you?
It's not worth me telling you.
I could help you, you know.
Oh, how mercurial of you. I've never cared for Quicksilver. As a metal, it all too easily ends up down the drain.
Are you just going to be rude?
That depends on how long the journey is. Now then.
I've got them.
Really?
A tiny leak. Probably their heat shield is ruptured. They've been weaving among the asteroids.
Is the Sueño still aboard? Have they dropped it off? Can you tell where they've been?
No. The belt's in constant motion.
Then we're just going to have to tear it out of them. Good. Open fire.
Go! Ah! Oh, Terramon!
She's found us!
Yeah, of course she's found us. And now she's crippled us. Actually, scuttling the ship, not a bad idea.
Quickly, call her! Surrender!
No!
It's the right thing to do! It'll save our lives!
Yes, that's all that matters to you, isn't it?
Yes!
Right now, not too far from here, there's a war raging. A war so fierce that people are called upon to sacrifice not just themselves, but their entire history. I wonder what they'd make of you. Cat, now I'm going to the hold. I have to check on something. If Telemann calls, tell her some jokes.
Don't leave me. Please. No,
good start. Lacking a punchline.
Hello there, unidentified yacht. This is Governor Terramon. I must apologize. I appear to have accidentally shot at you. Can we offer you any assistance?
My name is Herschel!
Rings a vague bell. Help jog my memory, Herschel. What brings you out here?
You know who I am!
Ah, you're the coward. Tell me, coward, is your hold empty?
Yes!
Correct answer.
Ah! Ah! My God, the hold!
We appear to have shot you again. Accidental.
You killed... The hold was empty!
So I see. The debris is disappointingly lacking in Sueño.
There's no Sueño on the ship, I swear!
But there was, wasn't there? So, Mr. Herschel, where is it?
Please just get me off this ship!
I'd be only too happy to.
Please! I don't want to die!
Then just tell me where the Sueño is. You know Herschel, so tell me. That tiny piece of information will save your life.
Rescue me! Then I'll tell you!
No, you'll tell me first. I know the kind of man you are. Tell me.
I don't know if I can trust you!
I'm your only hope, coward. Remember that.
Right, I see! A horse!
I'm sorry.
A horse walks into a bar. The barman says, "Why the log fa-"
Damn! A stupid, stupid man. Why do they have to be heroes?
Governor?
Never mind. Have you had any more luck working out where the yacht's been?
I've done better than that. Would have missed it if I hadn't been scanning the yacht's tailpipe.
What have you found? You're going to be smug, aren't you?
Someone ejected from the yacht in a life pod.
How lucky we're on hand to rescue them.
We are unsealing the pod now. Cracking the entry code in 3, 2, 1.
Excellent work, Talia, as ever. Let's see who's inside, shall we?
Good afternoon, Governor Terramon. Thank you so much for picking up my pod. Very helpful.
You're not a colonist. I've never met you before.
No, but I am aware of your work. Quite the fan.
Who are you?
I am...
Actually, I don't care. The only thing I need to know is where the Suenio is, and you're going to tell me.
Am I?
Yes. Even if I have to blunt every knife I own.
Really? What fun.